Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. Today we're going to talk about Big Bear, California, stars, and a process or a framework. And first off, let me tell you this story about going to Big Bear, California. If you don't know where Big Bear, California is, it's in the mountains. It's on the eastern part of the state, and it's about 3.5 hours southwest of Vegas. And it's an awesome little town. There's a lake there, a decent-sized lake there, where you can ski and water ski and wakeboard and tube and jet ski and do all those fun things. And then, so there's little cabins, and it's in the mountains. So there's the awesome mountain feel and the pine trees and the small town feel. And then in the wintertime, it's, ski and snowboard haven for people as well. So we went there. Back in 2016, I was there with a group of guys and from my church, and we did like a men's retreat. And one of the mornings, I think it was Saturday morning, I woke up at like 4 a.m. and just sat outside, and it was pitch dark, and looked up at the sky, and it was just unbelievable how many stars were there, right? Because we're up higher elevation, we're away from almost any city light at all. I mean, the town's so small, it doesn't put out a big reflection. And we were kind of back in the woods too. So it was just moonlight and stars. It was an amazing sight. And, you know, one of those ones that where you have to have like a $3,000 camera in order to like capture it, the moment, and like actually know how to work your camera too. But that's beside the point. So what it is, it's like, I realized that's the same sky that's over Vegas. You know, that's the same sky that's over wherever you're at right now. And the only difference is all of the light, the night light and city lights in Vegas are what drowned out the beautiful sky. And all the stars and amazing things that go on up there. When you have like more of solitude or time away, or, you know, you remove things from your environment, aka you also remove things from like your brain or your thinking or your thoughts, or not think about things that you can't control or worry about stuff as much as you worry about things too much. So like it makes things more simpler and helps things to stand out. They were already there, but they were just like blurred in the light, right? Or they're like just beyond a little, like if you close off one of these things and stop doing this activity, and it makes life more simpler and enables you to focus in on what really matters. And I say that because in pregnancy, it's 8 months, right? You have 8 months to bond with your wife, with your husband, with your baby. And it's a short period of time. So, like, if you can, you should really say no to a lot of things during this time. Because that time is a really awesome time and critical time where you can build a bond with your baby while it's in the belly. Right? And it's real. Do your own research, do whatever you think. But we've done that, and it was an amazing experience. For example, we sang Jesus Loves You to our first daughter, Ahava, when she was in the belly. And when she was born, she was crying, of course. And this was within like 10 minutes of being born. We'll know more than that. An hour. But it was like 10 minutes after she got cleaned up on the table, she was back on mommy. And then about 10 minutes later, she started crying. And we started singing Jesus Loves You, and she stopped crying. Because it brought her back to that like comfort area of being in a warm, dark, like belly. And it helped a little bit. And it would continue to help like during her growing up. And with, 3 months in, 5 months in, 6 months in, and then it kind of wore off. But I say all that, you can build a bond with your baby while during pregnancy, and it is very critical that you do so. And it's almost a, and you're doing like, also you never know what the future is going to hold either, because you might not be able to have another baby. I hope you are, but life does happen, you know, like on, and God forbid anything happen to anyone, but there is that chance that you may not be able to have another kid and have this experience of pregnancy and things like that. So just take a moment to reflect back on what you're doing every day. And is it really serving your pregnancy? Is it really serving your three-month-old? Is it really serving your 18-month-old? Like, these experiences and times go by so fast and things change so rapidly in this moment, from like pregnancy to potty training. It's a whirlwind, but it's also a whirlwind of emotions and experiences and sounds and smiles and giggles and time and cuddles and all sorts of like really fun things that you don't get back. So I just wanted to do this quick podcast today. We're still under 7 minutes, so hold true to my 15-minute or under per episode. And I'm just rooting for you. I'm excited for you. There's definitely things that I wish I would have done differently. I made mistakes on and just have regret. So I hope you don't regret the same thing of really enjoying pregnancy, even if it's hard and it sucks and it's difficult. But it can also be like kind of easy and beautiful as well. So with that, love you. Take care. Rooting for you. Go get it. Bye.